How are you doing, Squished?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good so far.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome song you picked.
Now that I think of it, it kind of goes with the topic.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, it fits in. It sure fits in.
Yeah. I come across a quote from a man named Mark Manson on self-awareness.
Oh, yeah.
Self-awareness is like great sex. Everyone thinks they have a ton of it, but in reality, no one knows what the blank they're doing. You know, and that's true, because we tend to go on autopilot, you know, with our emotions, thoughts, and actions, and all that. And before we know it, we're in over our head, having a nervous breakdown or emotional breakdown or physical breakdown. We have to keep evolving our self-awareness. Anyways, I just thought, like the song says, click, click, boom, if we let it get too above us.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, we don't know our triggers, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we all have our triggers, and we all have, like, our traumas and things that have affected us. And if we don't deal with them, it'll come out at the worst time. That's usually when it happens. And so, once we become very aware of those situations and deal with them, and it's always great to get some really good professional help. Go to a professional counselor and talk about these things and work them out, because counselors know how to open a person up and know how to close them back up. And that's very important, because sometimes people get opened up and then they're left exposed.
Or too deep too soon. Yeah. So it's like a gentle into the ocean and out, in and out.
And it's pretty awesome that you were able to tap into all those type of things, especially for what you've gone through and survived through. And it's always pretty awesome to get your insights on what helped you get through all that. And it's pretty amazing, pretty special. I know there's a lot of people out there that are very inspired by what you made it through and came through. And you're still here with us and sharing. And just always a blessing and an honor to have you on our show.
I'm thankful that I can get out a little bit of knowledge. Hopefully it's knowledge. Not just ramblings.
Well, it's pretty important, because we know that it's your brain on exposure for all of us. And as we get to listen and hear, and especially your songs, some of your songs are so deep and powerful. It just kind of reflects on what, how and why you were able to get through all of what you came through. So thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and thank you and the crew there for having me on, and listeners for listening. Thank you for all your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers, and love. I send it all back to you a hundredfold.
Thank you so much. And I guess we're going to have to let you go for now. So we wish you all the best in your recovery and all your exercising out there. Stay safe. Stay warm and cool when you have to. And lots of blessings.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkana, BC. And yeah, it's always great to have him coming on and sharing his insights and what influenced him to survive in all those afflictions that he went through.
Yeah, like that combination of life experience and insight together is, to me, that idea of wisdom, that he's imparting wisdom with what that combination of what he's gone through.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so we're going to carry on with our show here, and we'll be right back.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in a rush.
Ugh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure, every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to get on with the show, and we're going to get to Lady Fahima, but first we're going to play her a song from Stone Jesus, and it's called Thoughts and Prayers, and that's what we have for the Ukrainian people out there and the people out there suffering over in that region, because we know it's a horrible, terrible thing that's going on. It's a big affliction on humanity, and we wish that it all comes to an end very quickly and very soon. But for now, that's what we have for them, thoughts and prayers. So we're going to play it, and listen and enjoy, everyone.
Thank you. nobody cares. I'm the
right.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. That's our favorite new metal band from Stone Jesus, and they're from the Ukraine. And that was their song called Thoughts and Prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dancing around. I love that song so much. I was dancing around the house today, hair flying everywhere, just like a crazy werewolf. But we have with us Lady Fahima. How are you doing, with Lady Fahima?
Hello, dear Chief, and the wonderful team, and all your respected listeners, and across the country and outside of the country, and my special warm and kind appreciation to the landowner of the country, Aboriginal people, Indigenous people. Mm. I'm doing really fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us live. And we have a subject today, and it's on self-awareness, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
I believe each time with any title or subject you're choosing, I am in the conference, and basically I'm giving the seminar or something like that. Mm-hmm. I laugh in one way because these station, Free Voices and
Free Chief, Choices. Free Choices.
Free Voices, the station is so unique. It brings a lot of subject that the world is facing and the people of the society are facing, including us. And this is significant. Self-awareness is the self-value. Feel it, there is a feeling at your stomach. It means self-awareness. That is the voice is talking a lot to you, each one of us. And self-awareness is just understanding ability, personality, action, value, belief, emotion, and thoughts. In the psychological state, self, it becomes focus of attention. So it become a writer. You become a writer. And then, because this is the self-awareness, you recognize your, you know, your capability, your talent. Mm. That's how you can write and publish children's book. Self-awareness is the confident and to become creative. The decision you are making or building is going to be very strong. Self-awareness is how to become effective to the others by polishing your value, your soul, nourish it, and make a change in the world. We have significant people as an artist, as a lawyer, as a Olympic in the sport diver, because they recognized, you know, their value and self-awareness. So I give you another example. Tina Turner. I adore her for her guts. She became from Christian. She was Christian, and then she became Buddhism. And she prayed a lot and meditation. She did a lot of meditation. And through that one, she recognized her value. And at her childhood, she was picking up the cotton flower. She had to pick up so many cotton flower in the a small flower and build it up so to be processed so they can, the household, I believe her grandmother or mother, one of the party, selling those cotton flower so they could make, you know, some income at the house. And she grew up with the poverty. And today, and when she became famous, she became a multi-millionaire till today. And I'm so happy for her that where she is standing, basically. That was her talent. And she, one day she recognized enough is enough. She got up and stand up for her right. And even she raised three children. And she became number one in the world as an international singer. And this is the impact because she recognized self-value, self-awareness. And another example that I can provide is Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer, that he recognized his value, his talent. He focused on his talent. That's why he became effective to the others. And today, he is effective to the world. And he's very humble. And he made that difference at his path and also in the world. And I invite and wish each one of you cross the country at the blessed land of Canada and the rest of the other world, you know, other country that are listening to this program with the value and the self-awareness together as one nation, as one body, no matter what we believe, what color we have, look at each other as a rainbow and the beauty of the garden. And let's make that differences in the world for each other. And I wish the peace and the love for the all landowners of the country of this blessed land, Canada, and the rest of the other nation, that they accompany us in the country, in this country, and the other country. Love and peace to all, each one of you and the universe.
Beautiful and wonderful. That's so special that you're sharing these deep nuggets of wisdom. They're so powerful. They're so rich. And it's going to take us a few times to listen to this podcast and absorb it all. And we encourage everyone out there to, because some of our subjects are so heavy and so deep, it would be a good idea to re-listen and get some of those valuable nuggets of truth and wisdom. And it's just so special when we have you on and sharing. And I really enjoyed your story of when you went to Bryn On Stin to our program, and I'm looking forward to having him on our program because I know your enthusiasm, your strength, your just your outgoing spirit. You're willing to go out and grab anybody, and it is just so amazing. It amazed me. I was just like, wow, you reached out to Stin. That's just so amazing, so powerful. And, you know, there's not very many people that would think they could even try, but you did, and it just, that shows how much talent and power and effectiveness that you have, and your self-awareness is just very infectious, and it's just really special. And I just really thank you and appreciate you for coming on live to our program sharing all your generosity and improving humanity. It's just special. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time, and is my honor and is my privilege, and I'm really enjoying this journey with all the nation live at your radio station. Is really, I'm really proud and privileged to have this opportunity. And after all, I look at myself as a student of mankind. And after all, we are all branches of one tree. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And we're going to have to let you go for now and say bye for now. And we wish you an awesome and blessed weekend and week, and we can't wait to listen to you again next week.
Yeah.
Thank you kindly. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, and bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah, lots of love to you. All right, that was Lady Fima, always enriching our ears and bringing us a lot of positivity and health to humanity. It's just such an honor to have her come and speak with us live. So we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to end it with a group called the Black Delta Movement, and their song is called Photography.
Photography.
Yeah, and so listen and enjoy, everyone. Thank you. thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it was an awesome show. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Yes.
And join us then, too. And next, we have the Can Queer Show. We also have Jacob coming up on his show. I think it's our show. And also, we have Wham Bam East Van coming up, too. And that's another great show that's coming in. So stay tuned, everyone.
Good luck with your self-awareness through the week.
Yes.
And may the force be with you.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Bye for now.